Denmark alleges Iran plot to kill activist on Danish soil. By Breitbart London on October 30, 2018. Copenhagen, Denmark, AP. A police operation last month that briefly cut off Copenhagen from the rest of Denmark stemmed from an alleged Iranian plot to kill an opposition activist. The head of Denmark's intelligence agency said Tuesday while announcing a suspect's arrest. A Norwegian citizen of Iranian descent was arrested October 21 on suspicion of helping an unspecified Iranian intelligence service to act in Denmark and of alleged involvement in the assassination plot, Danish Security Service Chief Finn Borch Andersen said. The suspect has denied wrongdoing and is being held in pre-trial custody until November 8, Borch Andersen said. He did not name the Norwegian. The Iranian government did not respond to the Danish allegations Tuesday. The intelligence chief said Denmark is working on the case with a series of partners in Europe, but stopped short of saying who they are. Intelligence agencies in Sweden and Norway cooperated with the arrest, he said. The suspect was seen taking photos of the residences of members of the Arab Struggle Movement for the Liberation of Ahwaz, ASMLA, in Ringsted, a town nearly 60 kilometers, 37 miles, southwest of Copenhagen, Borch Andersen said. Tehran has blamed the group for a terror attack on a military parade in the Iranian city of Ahvaz on September 22 that left at least 25 people dead. ASMLA condemned the violence and said it was not involved. The Iranian government summoned Denmark's ambassador after the attack and accused the Danish government of harboring members of the terrorist group. The September 28 operation that closed access to the island on which Copenhagen was launched after police noticed a stolen Swedish-registered car near the home of an Iranian opposition activist that sped up when officers were spotted. Fearing an attack was imminent, the Danish Security Service, known by its acronym PET, to organize a manhunt, and the borders with Germany and Sweden were closed, Borch Andersen said. Investigators determined later the car had no connection to the PET probe, which produced other evidence of illegal activity taking place in Denmark involving Iran and the opposition, he said. Danish Foreign Minister Anders Samuelsen on Tuesday called it totally unacceptable that Iran was planning an attack in Denmark. The country will respond and speak with European partners about further steps, he said on Twitter, without elaborating. Samuelsen later said Iran's ambassador to Denmark, Morteza Meradian, had been summoned to the foreign ministry in Copenhagen and it was made crystal clear to him that the gravity of the matter is difficult to describe.